insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again to another session with the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. Hudan lil-muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
In verses 6 and 7 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, according to this translation, the faithless, it doesn't matter, it is the same to them. Whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they will not have faith. God has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and there is a blindfold on their sight, and there is a great punishment for them. We were trying to understand what these verses mean. The apparent meaning of this, according to this translation, is if a person does not have faith, then it doesn't matter if we warn them of the hereafter. It doesn't matter if we tell them that there's punishment if you don't listen. None of that matters, because they will not believe, because God has put a seal on their hearts. This is the apparent meaning of it. We're trying to understand this correctly. We mentioned three points that briefly I will reiterate, and that is, we know that these verses were revealed after the Prophet had moved to Medina. In other words, he has explained his message for 13 years. He has preached for 13 years to the people of Mecca. And the majority of those people did not believe. They've all heard his call, his message, his explanations, and they did not accept. Number two, we know as a fact that the majority of people that were with the Holy Prophet and followed his teachings were prior to that pagans. They did not believe in one God. They would kill and bury alive their own daughters. That's how those people were. And yet they started following the Holy Prophet and they changed the course of their life. They became very good people. So that's the second point. The third point, according to the Holy Quran itself, people who've actually rejected the calls of the Prophet, of their messenger, that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world was coming to them, the people of Yunus. They weren't just people that did not believe. There were actually people that had been preached to for a number of years by their prophet, and they did not accept it. They had rejected the call of that prophet. When the signs of the punishment came, they changed course. They decided that we will believe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away that punishment, and they lived happily after that. And instead, it's interesting, the prophet that was with them, Prophet Yunus, was punished. Then why didn't you finish your task? It was your task, it was your responsibility to go preach to the people. It shouldn't have been the other believer, the faithful in their tribe, that was not a prophet to go and tell them and preach them that, look, the signs are coming and you can change course. It was your responsibility, Prophet Yunus. And because he did not fulfill that responsibility, and someone else did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him, and he went into the well. Then he was set free after he repented and asked for forgiveness. So these put together tell us that the apparent meaning of this is not meant in that sense, that whoever does not have the faith, then they cannot have the faith. That's not what it means. This verse is referring to the people in Mecca who had been preached to for 13 years, and not only had they changed, but they had actually gone against the Prophet. They even tried to kill him. It is referring to those people who had rejected the call after understanding it fully. They understood what the Prophet said. They understood that it makes sense, but they rejected it. Those people, it doesn't matter if you tell them anymore or not. They heard the call. They're not accepting it. Whether you keep reminding them, look, you're going to be punished if you go on like this, it will not change their lives. Why? The verse says, because God has put a seal on their hearts and on their hearing. And there's a veil on their eyes. Now let's get a little deeper in this second part, or verse number 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this veil on their hearts, and that Allah is the one who puts this veil on their hearts. Is that right? Is that true? Does God put the veil on people's hearts so they can't believe? Does that mean that God is keeping people from belief and from faith and then punishing them because something that He has done? Is that the case? Doesn't that sound a little unjust? To explain this, I will again refer to our explanation about guidance. If you remember, in guidance, we said there's always two levels of guidance. There's a level of guidance that you accept, that's your doing. Once you do that, then another level of guidance is given to you. And this does not stop. Okay, you know, I think I mentioned this thoroughly enough, that this does not stop. It's not about just knowing God is one. No, the understanding that one has of God changes. The more we practice, the more we think, the more we remember God, the deeper understanding we have of Him. And that's the difference in the believers, the faithful. There's different levels of faith. It's not just believing in one God and the Messenger. No, there's much, much higher levels of faith than that. So every level of faith that one accepts, there follows another level of faith that's presented. And if they accept that, then the next step is presented. That's how it works. A similar situation happens about disbelief and rejecting the faith. And I emphasize on the word rejecting. If one does not accept a level of guidance, they have actually misled themselves. If you understand what the right path is in our day-to-day lives, if I get from Google Maps, for instance, the directions to my friend's house, and I know that's the correct direction, and I choose not to take that direction, I go the other direction and I get lost. Who has misled me? I have. It's my fault. I did that. So guidance is presented to all. The simplest form of guidance was that guidance that is put into everyone's nature and their existence, their creation. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone. They understand, as I said before, that God exists. There is a God. And certain things are good to do and certain things are bad. This is something that everyone understands. Now, this level, if it is accepted, it prepares the grounds to accept the next level of faith. If that is accepted, the next level, and the next level, and the next level. But if it is rejected, if I do understand it, and I don't accept it, I have misled myself. I have misguided myself. Now, the same way that the rewards for accepting a guidance is another step of guidance, there's a punishment to not accepting guidance. If you don't accept the guidance, then there's that much of a seal put on your heart. The other steps of guidance are there. You still have a choice. You can still change. More guidance is given. You reject it again. Second time you reject it. I understand that lies are bad. If I lie once, that darkens my heart that bit. I've misled myself. The result of that is my heart becomes that much darker. The next time I lie, I still understand that it's bad. I perform it again. I still feel bad about doing this. But I still do it. My heart becomes that much darker. The next time I do it, and the next time that I do it, then there comes a time that I don't feel bad about this anymore. I don't feel that this sin is bad. I don't feel that it is a sin. I don't feel guilty. I feel good about it. That's when that seal is completed. It doesn't matter how much you explain to this person, this action is bad or that is bad. What you're doing, you're killing people. Don't you understand that that is bad? There's killers that don't feel bad about killing people. They've done it so many times that it's just, they don't feel bad about it. Now, that wasn't the case when they first started that. They did feel bad, but they didn't accept that guidance. That feeling bad, that feel of guilt, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in us. Unfortunately, in Western societies, they consider the feeling of guilt as a bad feeling. They don't want you to feel guilty. That's actually great. Feeling guilty when you did something that's really bad is good because it keeps one from committing the sin again, from performing that wrong deed, killing people, lying, stealing, and all of that. It keeps us from doing that. So that feeling of guilt is a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't listen to it and I perform the action again, next time I have less of a feeling of guilt. The third time, it's less than that, and less until I don't feel any type of guilt. I feel proud of committing that sin. I feel proud of killing people. It's not a problem. I could kill 5 people right now and start eating right afterwards and all of that. I don't feel any type of guilt. That is when the seal is completed. So this verse is referring to the kuffar in Mecca. For 13 years, the Prophet preached to them, taught them what is right. They rejected and rejected and rejected for all these years. They have reached a point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the unseen, who knows the true status of the hearts of people, is telling them, look, he's telling the Prophet that these people have reached that stage where their hearts have a complete seal on them. They hear things, but they don't understand it anymore. They don't feel like this is right anymore. And the last piece of the verse, it said, وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ, is referring to this. The previous parts of that verse were saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that seal. But this part of it, وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ, this is a new sentence. It says, there is a blindfold on their sights. There is a blindfold on their sights. This blindfold was put on them. In other words, this blindfold is put on them by themselves. Once they do that, then the sealing of the heart comes. And at the end it says, there's a great punishment for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make use and accept the guidance that He gives us so we do not reach this status that our hearts are sealed and we do not understand what is right and what is wrong anymore. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك 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 يا الله لبيك 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 يا الله لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك لبيك لبيك